Chapter number 14, verse number 25. Matthew chapter 14, verse number 25. Reading through verse number 30. We are so blessed here with the talent that we have, our musicians that we have, the singers we have. Man, we just don't drop off, dude. Just reload. Amen. One right after another. And I thank God for it. Amen. There's a lot of places tonight, having that don't have that luxury that we have here at Morning View. Amen. The Bible said in Matthew, chapter number 14, verse number 25, very familiar scripture tonight, reading through verse number 30. The Bible said in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea, verse number 26. The Bible said when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Verse number 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. Look at verse number 29. And he said, come, amen. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go see Jesus, amen. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. Amen. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how tonight, God, I thank you, Lord, for the sweet spirit that we have felt here today. And, God, what a blessing it has been to be in your house. Lord, bless the reading of your word. Lord, we thank you, God, for the ones that have come tonight. Lord, we touch those that are sick. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. I humbly pray. Amen and amen. Very familiar scripture tonight. The Lord, I never has laid up on our heart. But if I had a message that I want to preach on for a little while, maybe on this right here, beginning to sink, amen. Beginning to sink. We know in reading of the scripture tonight that Jesus had sent his disciples on board, the ship there, and told them to just go to the other side. Jesus, the Bible said, went to the mountain to pray. And while he prayed there, the Bible says it. Listen, the ship began to get tossed to and fro. And they were out into the middle of the sea. And the Bible said it all of a sudden. And the Bible said Jesus came down and he began to walk on the water. And they were to where the disciples was out there. And the disciples were just a little bit afraid. And they said, how could this be a ghost? How could it be something like that tonight? Listen, in the Bible said Jesus spoke out to them and said, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid. And the Bible said, oh, Peter, I said, Lord, just bid me to come. Amen. Listen, out of all the disciples, Peter was the only one I've never got to experience what he experienced. Listen, there that night, the Bible said that Peter stepped out of the boat and he began to walk, neighbor upon the water, and then all of a sudden, the Bible said Peter began to sink. Listen, sometimes in life, it feels like we're going under. Sometimes in life, it feels like we're beginning to sink. Amen. Listen, and I thought about that tonight. Listen, sometimes it feels like this ship is surely going under, and they're beginning to sink. Amen. Listen, and I thought about this. Three things tonight that'll cause us to begin to sink. It'll cause us to begin to go under as Peter did that day. Yes, he walked on the water. Yes, it was a miracle in his life. But Peter did some things in this event that caused Peter to sink. But I'm glad the Bible said Peter called out, and the Bible Bible said the Lord reached out and got him by the hand. Amen. Listen, I'm glad you've never gone too far. Listen, the Lord don't know where you're at, and he don't know what you need. Listen, I thought about these three things. And then with the Lord being our helper, I'm beginning to sink. Amen. Listen, first of all tonight, the trials of our faith, it'll cause you to sink. Amen. The trials of our faith, he began to sink. The Bible said when he began to fear. Do you remember me preaching on fear here lately? Listen, it seems like we can't get over that. But he began to sink when he began to fear. See, my friend, fear overtakes our faith. We all face trials. We all face valleys and storms and trials. Listen, in different circumstances. But the only way tonight that our ship can sink as we allow the elements that we're in to come into our ship. Neighbor, tonight, the only way a boat can go under tonight, the water's got to come in. Listen, neighbor, and I'm telling you tonight, when Peter began to look out, listen, he began to hear the thunder roll. He began to see the seas waving. Listen, he began to see the boisterous wind. Neighbor, he began to see all these things. He became afraid. Listen, neighbor, then is when he began to sink. And sometimes the trials of our life, listen, the devil will say, I don't understand. Look at you, what you're going through. You say you're a Christian, and why are you struggling with this? You say you're a Christian, and why are you having such a hard time? If you're a Christian, shouldn't your life be a little bit rosy? And thank God that we all have trials, amen. And when those trials come in our life, if we ain't careful tonight, neighbor, we'll allow them to listen, cast that doubt upon us, and we'll begin to sink. That's exactly what happened to Peter. Listen, what we need to realize tonight, the Bible says it rains on the just as well as the unjust. But we're on a purpose in our heart. Neighbor, we're going to stay on board. Hey, listen. Amen. I like that song. Neighbor, says it's like the old ship of Zion. Amen. It's got holes in it. It's been battered. It's been beat. But she's still sailing tonight. Listen, and that's exactly what we got to do tonight to keep us from sinking. Even in the midst of the trials, even in the midst of the turmoil, neighbor, tonight, keep our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, and he'll pilot our ship. Amen. Listen, one time the Bible said they was being tossed to and fro. The Bible said Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship asleep. And they went to him and said, Master, do you care? And not that we perish. What they didn't realize, Jesus had it under control. Listen, and that's why Peter, listen, neighbor, tonight, he forgot the one that gave him the ability to get out of the boat to start with. Listen, I'm telling you tonight, just because you're in a storm, just because you're in a valley, listen, the Bible said, weeping may endure for a season, but joy will come in the morning. Don't look back. Don't look to the side. But just keep pressing on toward the mark of the high calling tonight. We got to stay on board and don't allow our ship to sink tonight. Amen. Peter began to get trouble. Peter began to allow fear to come on. And that's human nature sometimes to fear some things, but we can't allow that fear to hinder our faith. Amen. And we can't allow that fear to cause our spiritual boat to sink tonight. Amen. We got to keep sailing even though we're on troubled waters, even though we're in the midst of storms, even though we're in the midst of society today. Listen, neighbor, that casts doubt upon you and I. Neighbor, we've got to keep sailing tonight. There's no time to allow our boat to begin to sink tonight. Even in the trials of our faith, we must stay strong in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. It's in the trials of our faith is when we allow the elements of the world to come into our life. amen, when we allow the elements of the world to come into our life, that's when we begin to go under. That's when we begin to carry them around, and we begin to weigh them down ourselves, and we begin to try to handle all of our problems on our own, and we try to handle all the cares of the world, and we have it weighted down upon our shoulders tonight. Now listen, what happens, neighbor, that weight gets heavier and heavier and heavier, and after a while, that ship, it'll begin to go under, and when it goes under, the elements come in, and that's the way you and I are tonight. When the devil begins to see you and I begin to tilt over, he'll throw the elements, everything he can at you. I'm never in order for you and I a ship to try to sink tonight. We just got to keep it sailing. We just got to keep it sailing, beginning to sink. The Bible said Peter began to walk on the water, and he began to look at the winds, and he began to look at the storms, and he began to look at all the trials and all these things, and looking at all these things, and he began to sink. And a lot of times tonight, when the trials of our faith come at us, a lot of times when we don't understand about understanding what we're facing, amen, we allow those things to hinder us. That's why the Bible said, what did he say in one part? He said we should lay aside every weight. We should lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets us, and let us run this race with patience. Amen. 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 Why? To keep our ship on, keep our ship floating. Amen. Thank God tonight, but we're thinking on beginning to sink, and the trials of our faith, they'll begin to drag you down. Then number two tonight, not only the trials of our faith, but we see here also that Peter noticed something tonight. When Peter began to take his eyes off the Lord, when we take our eyes off the Lord, that's when we'll begin to sink. When we take our eyes off the Lord, see, when we remain focused on the Savior, when we remain focused on him, we'll be able to sail the stormy seas. We'll remain focused about him. Everything in our life is looking and pointing to this man called Jesus Christ. We're applying our daily living to what has said the Word of God. Remaining focused. When we take our eyes off the Lord, we'll begin to sink. Amen. We must remain focused on the Savior. Then when we remain focused on the Savior, that's when the impossible becomes possible. See, that's how Peter was able to walk on the water. Peter didn't have the gift of walking on water. Amen. If he'd have had the gift of walking on water, he could have walked on water anytime he wanted to. But see, Jesus Christ had the gift to walk on water. And as long as Peter was focused on Jesus and not focused on the trials of his life, he was walking on that water. Amen. You see what I'm getting at tonight? See, my friend, tonight, see, that's what the devil tries to do with you and I. Hey, he says, hey, just take your eyes off the Lord. Look over here. Look over this way. And when we lose that focus, when we lose that focus off of a Savior tonight, our neighbor, we begin to sink. That's exactly what happened to Peter. When Jesus Christ quits being the main thing and the main thing in our life, our neighbor, you can surely rest assured your ships are going under. I'm telling you tonight, we need to keep board of it tonight and keep the ship sailing. We take our eyes off the Lord. We got to stay focused on the Savior. We got to stay focused on the Savior. Amen. The Navy, they use what they call, if they're going a long distance, and they got to really drop their anchor. They got to really drop their anchor really deep, that they're able to stand the wind of time. They have an anchor, what they call the cross anchor. You ever heard of it? It's called the cross anchor. The cross anchor is bigger than any other anchor they have. It's more heavier than any other anchor they got. Thank God, ain't you glad we got a cross? Thank God. Listen, you think that's good? Listen to this. I was watching this documentary. I like to have a shouting fit. Amen. They got to talking about this cross anchor. And I got to think about it. Listen to this right here. They said that them Navy people, that thing is so heavy, you can't just pick it up and throw it overboard. You just can't do it. It weighs hundreds, thousand pounds. It's huge. So what they do with this cross anchor is they have another ship that they have to put this ship on. You know what that ship is called? That ship is called a forerunner. Amen. Thank God. So they have to take this cross and they put it on this forerunner ship. That forerunner ship carries that thing out further and it carries it out deeper. I lift your neighbor and he drops that anchor and it stays right there. Thank God. I'm glad tonight I'm staying focused on him. I dropped my anchor on the other side of Jordan. Thank God. I listen. I had a forerunner, a Jesus Christ, that went to the cross for me, and I'm telling you, my ship's not going under. We're sailing tonight because of him, what he done for you and I. Woo! I'll drop my anchor on the other side of Jordan. Thank God tonight. Amen. When we take our eyes off the Lord, they say that when they put that anchor in that ship, that cross anchor, I like that when they said it got my attention. They take that cross anchor and they put it on that forerunner, and that forerunner, they said it'll go completely out of sight. It'll go completely out of sight. Sometimes they'll leave it all the way, go nearly to the next destination to drop that thing down. Listen, neighbor, tonight, sometimes I feel like I'm nearly completely out of sight. You ever just feel like you're just so far away from the Lord? Hey, you ever just feel like you're struggling? You ever just feel like all hope is gone? You ever just feel depressed? You ever just feel all alone? Sure we do tonight. But every once in a while, see, this forerunner that I've got called Jesus Christ, I'm glad tonight, even though I can't see him, he can see me. Thank God tonight. Even though I'm tossed to and fro, he's still got a hold of me. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad. He said, I'll never leave. Leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you all the way to the end. Thank God tonight. Peter needed to stay focused on the Savior. We stay focused on him. But that's when things happen. We take our eyes off the Lord. That's when we begin to sink. That's when we begin to go under. When we take our eyes off of him, take our eyes off the old rugged cross, we take our eyes off of Calvary, we take our eyes off the bed, the birth, the death, and the resurrection, we take our eyes off of that and we begin to focus on the elements of the world, we'll begin to sink. We'll begin to sink. Brother Jim, that's what happened to Peter. That's what happened to Peter. The Bible said, Peter, here he come, boy, he's walking on that water. Boy, I believe he's just getting it out through there. Amen. Thank God. Then all of a sudden, Peter said, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Amen. Took his eyes off the Lord and he began to sink. He was going under. And he cried out to the Savior, said, Lord, help me. See, my friend, we began to sink. We begin to sink when we take our eyes off the Lord. And we begin to sink by the trials of our faith. Sometimes they cause us to surely go under. Surely we feel like we're perishing. Surely we feel like we're about to die. But I'm glad Jesus is right there. All we got to do is call upon him. All we got to do is call upon him and he'll hear our cry. He'll hear our plea. Peter said, I listen, neighbor. And later on, what did he tell Peter? He said, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Thank God tonight. Listen, a lot of people knocked Peter up for sinking, but at least he walked on the water. Amen. He did walk on the water. That's more than I've done. Amen. But we take our eyes off the Lord. We take our eyes off the Lord. Thank God today we'll begin to sink. We'll begin to surely going under. Amen. Then number three tonight, not only tonight is it trials of our faith and to take our eyes off the Lord, but number three, when we try to trust in ourselves, when we try to trust in ourselves, you'll sink. Amen. Mama used to tell me sometimes, son, you're getting too big for your britches. You ever heard that? Boy, some of y'all were grown up. Some of y'all must have been rich. Hey, man, we trust in ourselves. We think we can handle it on our own. And we think we can climb this mountain on our own. We begin to trust in ourselves and our ability. That's when you're going to start sinking. I have to depend on him. I have to lean upon him. I have to lean upon him that I trust in ourselves. Amen. Do you know what the difference between faith and fear is tonight? It's focus. Focus. We got to focus on him, in his power, in his authority, in his ability, not in ours. Listen, the Bible said our very best is as filthy rags in the sight of God. It's not what I can do. It's what Christ can do. Peter realized that. He stepped out of the boat. He put his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He had his eyes upon him. I don't know how far he walked. It may have been 30 steps. It may have been 30 miles. I don't know. But he trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as soon as Peter began to think, I can't do this, he began to sink. When he began to trust in himself, and he realized, you know what? I don't have the ability to do this. I don't have the ability to do this. That'd be like me jumping out of an airplane and thinking I could fly. I don't have the ability. It'd have to be God. Not going to try it. But Peter, you imagine him walking across the sea, man. Jesus has walked out there to where he was. Peter's walking to him. Man, just meeting taking place. You imagine the power that was there that day. But when Peter began to look at the elements and Peter began to take his eyes off the Lord and Peter began to say, hey, I can't do this, he began to sink. Peter started looking at the waves. He noticed the wind. Amen. And you know what happened? He lost his confidence. He lost his confidence because he began to look at the reasons why he couldn't do it instead of the reason he was doing it. And that's exactly what the devil wants to do with you and I tonight. He wants to give us the reasons we can't do it instead of us looking at why we can do it. Why we can be close to the Lord. Why we can have that relationship. But I'm seeing a lot of folks today in today's society that they're beginning to sink. They're beginning to sink. And these are three key elements tonight and reasons that we find ourselves sinking tonight. Number one is the trials of our faith. You ever just seems like so many people's got so much on them? It does. Seems like people's going through more today than ever. It ain't just one family. Doris, it's every family. Hey, we all know somebody right now tonight that's got cancer. We know people that's just passed away. We know people that's in the hospital. We know all these things. And all those trials and all those tribulations, Olivia, they weighed us down. They weighed us down. And listen, and that's why it's so needful that when we come to the house of God, that we get regenerized up. I don't even know if that's a word, but we get refocused on him and we get recharged on him, that we can go out tomorrow as another brand new day and we're going to serve God with all of our heart and sincerity and truth and pray, Lord, allow me just one time to walk on water. Walk on water. Boy, there's been times that I've been preaching before and you've been, the Spirit be so strong, I believe I was walking on air. Amen. It's just been amazing. You just got to know what I'm talking about. Man, it's just good to feel the Spirit of God, ain't it, man? Just feel it, man. And then when you come down, you're physically exhausted. The Holy Spirit will wear you out. He really will. He does me. Here lately, it's been getting a lot more wore out. But the trials of our faith, they'll weight you down. We'll focus so much on that we forget about what God has done for our life. And then, see, what happens when we lose, them trials of our faith, it takes our focus off of the Lord. Takes our focus off of the Lord. And then we begin to focus on all of our trouble, all of our problems. Everything we're facing. Everything. And then, number three, when we trust in ourselves, don't never trust in yourself. I don't trust myself. My trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't have any ability. All the ability I have is a gift from God. Yes. Amen. That's what it's all about tonight. But beginning to sink. Peter was walking on the water, everything going fine. And the Bible said that he began to sink. I wonder tonight, you may be here and you feel like you're beginning to sink. Your life is weighing you down, or tonight you're struggling with a decision in your life or something like that. Or you're facing circumstances that just seems like it's beyond anybody's control. Your ship will sink. But tonight, if you'll just do like Peter, just call on the Lord. Amen. Just call on Jesus. Amen. Peter was going under. He said, "Help me, Lord." And Jesus just reached out. Amen. He said, just reached out. He said, "Oh, you little faith." Amen. Why are you doubting this? Why are you doubting this? Why are you doubting what God can do? You know, the man that tells the sun when to come up and tells the moon when to come up, the man that got the whole creation in the palm of his hand, I trust him, don't you? Let's don't let our ships sink tonight, but put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. We don't know your mind and your heart tonight. Maybe it's scattered. But listen, beginning to sink. Beginning to sink. Peter walked on water for a little while. Amen, but he began to sink. Don't let it go under. Don't let it go under. Stay aboard tonight. Stay aboard. Amen. He's the pilot of my ship. I like that song. Say, "I will never sail these stormy seas anymore, because he pilots my ship." Let us stand together tonight. Would you be willing tonight to just step out and come and pray? Would you do that tonight? If you got a need in your life, man, I'd just come and I'd say, "Lord, my ship's going under. My ship's going under." You may be here tonight and you've never been saved. I'd get my peace calling election sure tonight. I really would. Why chance it? Why chance it? You're here tonight, you're out of the will of God, I'd come. You're here tonight and you just need that renewing with the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd come. In other words, tonight, whatever need you have, God can supply it. Amen. God can supply it. Brother Robbie? 165. What about it tonight while these are praying? Tonight, that's where you'll find your health.